you're making these mechitzes. So that was Avigal Muyel's halacha before, that if the goyim on Shabbos schlepped you out and put you into a deer of a sawyer, that since now you're in new mechitzes, you're allowed to walk all around these mechitzes. So that was his chiddush. So you want to tell me the suffix is, do we pass like Avigal Muyel or not, that it's mutter? Oy dumas like the Gemara name. I tell you the case here is, b'doloi mole gavraskinen. He did not have enough people to go outside the tchum to make a long enough mechitza for Nehemiah to walk into the tchum, mamish. So what was the shayla? They only made it to two ames still outside the tchum. The shayla was not, do we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer or not? The last mishnah in the perek, Rabbi Eliezer says a chiddush, that let's say somebody walks outside his tchum. He goes outside the apayim mama. So Tanakhama says if he takes one step out of his tchum, he's also to walk back in again. Rabbi Eliezer says no. If he only went two amas out of the tchum, he's allowed to walk back again. Because he has to go more than two amas out. So here with Shalom, do we pass like Rabbi Eliezer or not? And the case is, these people that made the mechitas outside the tchum only came as close to the tchum as within two amas. In other words, even though Nehemiah now walked through these mechitas, he's only left, he's still two amas outside the original tchum. So Shalom is, do we pass like Rabbi Eliezer? That once you come within two amas to the tchum, you're allowed to walk in again. Or else, no, we don't hold like Rebbe Eliezer. So the Gemara, Pshita, Tayyab, Adab, Chizdish, Shaila was, Pidaloi, Mole, Gavra, Skin, like this last case. We're talking about there were not enough people there to make the mechitas long enough that the Chemi Kamamish walk back into the tchum. The Saka, Taitich, Pidaloi, Gavra, Skin, on, yes, if you want to tell me the case was, there were enough people there. Pidamoli Garva, there were enough people there to make a nice long mechitza. That Nehemiah could mamish walk back into the tchum. Then, mighty boyle, what do you want to say the shayla was? What was Rav Chisda Sofik? Ha'omar Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel b'diyah v'soyu svina. We said already that Rav Paskin, halacha is like Rabbi Gamliel b'diyah v'soyu svina. That means that if on Shabbos the goyim slept you out of your tchum and they put you into a new mokim, this new corral that has mechitzas all around it, you are allowed to walk all around these mechitzas. Even though normal out of the tchum you only have dal damis, but when you have mechitzas around you, we say all the mechitzas are like your dal damis. So Mela, over here also, if there's a time where there were enough people here to make mechitzas mamish to walk back into the tchum, so pshitas mutter, like what was the suffix of the pasen of Rabbi Gamliel or not? Pshita we pasen of Rabbi Gamliel. Elavadeh, elamaya vadeh, the case is, v'deloy moli gavur askinin. We're talking about there are not enough people here to make a mechitza mamish for him to come in the tchum. Or the Rebbe Eliezer can be boile. And the shalom was, he was only still two amas outside the tchum. And the shalom is, do we pass him like Rebbe Eliezer or not? That even though you're two amas out of the tchum, that means nothing, you're still allowed to walk into the tchum. So the more dekanami, I bring you right to this pshat, to call male yikonis. He told him, the original maestro was, he told him, get people outside, and then the yikonis, let him walk in. My yikonis, what does it mean we tell him to walk in? Lav doesn't mean beloy mechitza, without a mechitza. In other words, these people went around Nehemiah that he was able to walk through the mechitzas mamish up until two amis outside the tchum. And now we tell you yikonis, now walk the last two amis outside the tchum, walk inside the tchum even without mechitzas. Because since we pass like Rebbe Eliezer, that two amas outside the tchum means nothing, therefore you're allowed to walk inside the tchum, since you're only two amas outside. So after slushing your kones, these last two amas walk in even without mechitzas. Yeah, so the maestro were coming out that this is a good eitzah. You could make mechitzas of people on Shabbos, and the people blaze mechitzas, so he's allowed to walk inside the mechitzas, now back inside the tchum. Fredig Mark Hashem, Eisfer Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Lerovo, there's aloha about a sukkah on Shabbos that nofal doifnov, the doifn, if one wall of the sukkah fell in, caved in on Shabbos, is aloha lo yamid bar adam. You're not allowed to put a person there that the person should be the mechitza for the sukkah. In other words, you can't make a mechitza on Shabbos. Or else, behemo v'kelim. You can't put animals there or kelim there, chairs there. For another aloha is v'lo yiskuf es hamito, lifroi sole asadin. And you can't pick up your bed, stand up your bed, and throw a blanket over the bed to make a mechitza from it. Why? The fishen oisin oil arvai betchila biyomtif. You're not allowed to make an oil, even though it's only arvai, it's only temporary. You can't make it on Shabbos or on Yomtif. So another takasha. How could you say in our case you're allowed to make mechitzas of our people to walk around him? Are you not allowed to make an oil metchila on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? Omele, he answered back. You ask me a kasha from this din. I'll ask you, I'll bring a raya or a stira to you from another halacha. There's halacha. Oisa odom es chaveroi doifin. A person is allowed to make his friend the wall for a sukkah. Kidei sheyoicha v'yishta v'yishan. Kidei that masukkah should be kosher, that I should be allowed to eat in the sukkah, drink in the sukkah, sleep in the sukkah. Like Rashi says, these are the three mitzvahs of a sukkah: to eat, to drink, and to sleep in the sukkah. Then v'yiskef es hamita, a person is allowed to stand up his bed, v'yifros tele sadin, and he'll throw a blanket over it, kidei sheloitipol cham ala meis, that if he has a mace in the sun, he doesn't want the sun to make the mace right away, he's allowed to pick up the bed to make shade for the mace. Or else be al oichlin. Or else if you have food on the ground and the sun is coming to bake on it, you don't want it to make the food spoiled, you're allowed also pick up your bed and throw the sadin over it. There's a stira. Are you allowed to make these mechitzas on Shabbos? You're not allowed to make them. The first price says it's osur, and this price says here it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Achur, it's a stira. Now, the Gemara, I'll tell you like Kasha. Hor Rebelez or Hor Rabbon. Saka Machloikis Tanoim. The famous Machloikis we had in Shabbos. Ditnan. We learned. Pekaka Chaloin. If you have a window in the roof that has like an opening to it, you could open up the window and then you have to stuff it up again. Rebelez or Reimer. This man Shek Kosher. If the window, what you want to stuff it up again, is tied on the Tolui and it's hanging, it doesn't even reach the ground. Then Pekakim Boy. Then it looks like it's still part of the roof. There's no Ister Binyan or making an oil. The Yim Lav, but let's say this glass, the what you want to stuff up, the window in the roof, is off, it's on the floor, then Ein Pekukim Boy. It's also to fix it up, put it back in its place on Shabbos. The Rachamim Leimrim, Benkach, Benkach, Pekukim Boy. No, even though the stop of the glass, the window is on the floor, you're allowed to put the window back in place on Shabbos. So this is the Machlekes. Can you make an oil or not on Shabbos? Telling this Machlekes. Fred Gemara, what's the Sushto? For itma law, we learned on this din, Omar Rabba Bar Bachon, Omar Rabbi Yechonon, Ha'akil Moedim, everybody is maskim, Shein Oisin Oyel Arai Betchila B'Yomtif. You're not allowed to make Metchila Noyel, you can't make Metchila Tent on Yomtif. V'ein Tzorach Leim of the Shabbos, and Avad on Shabbos, you are not allowed to make a tent. Even if it's Arai, even if it's only temporary, you can take it down soon. Lo Nechlaku, where is this Machlokes Rebbe Elazar and Chachomim, El Allah Hoisif? Here the question is, you already have the roof. You have a hole, you have a window in the roof. So you just want to patch up, stuff up that window. That's only called l'hoisif, you're only adding to it. Even that is also. You can't add to a roof on Shabbos. You can't do it on Shabbos either. The Chachamim say, though, no. You're allowed to add to an oil that you had already from before. You can add to it on Shabbos. And about there on Yom Tov, it's mutter. To make the oil metchila is also according to everybody. So it's back shver al kesi. How could you say on Sukkot, on Shabbos, you are allowed to make the people, use the people to make an oil, and not allowed to make an oil, a wall metchila on Shabbos? Well, it's shver al kesi here. How could you make the oil on Shabbos? It's also the mechitza by us, by the Talmud Nechemya. How can you make the mechitza of people around them that they should walk inside the tchum on Shabbos? Elozat gemara lekash, there's no stira. I'll tell you the two cases by Hilchas Sukkah, Hok Rabbi Meir, Hok Rabbi Yehuda. Tell you, Tzono Machlokes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, if you use a person for a mechitza or a behema for a mechitza, is that called a good mechitza or not? Titania, we learned in Sukkah, also the behema doifin the sukkah. If somebody used an animal, used a big fat cow to be the wall for a sukkah, is Rabbi Meir pois? Rabbi Meir said, no, that's not called a good mechitza, and Rashi learns the pshat is, Mishum Shema Tivrach. We're afraid maybe the animal will run away. So that's not called a mechitza. An animal that could move away, a mechitza that could move away by itself, is not called a good mechitza. That's Rav Meir Shita. If we have Yehuda Machsha, Allah we hold like Rav Yehuda, no, it's kosher. The mice that calls them on the animal is there, it's called the other mechitza, it's a kosher mechitza. So I'll tell you it's like this. Rabbi Meir, the kapostle hosim, according to Rav Meir, to have you put an animal for the wall of a sukkah, it's possible. Alma loy mechitzi. That's not called a good mechitza. You're not matter anything. Remele hochi shari. Remele hochi shari. So that's pshat in the second brisa that says you are allowed to use an animal to make the mechitza. Because the mechitza is not matter anything. Therefore it's mutter. The lav midi covered. You didn't do anything. Reb Yehuda, the Komachshir Hosan. I'm not saying according to Reb Yehuda Shita, that if you use an animal for the walls of a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah, Alma Mechitza. You see, it is called a Mechitza, or Bezoi Hoch Osir. So to put up a Mechitza on Shabbos is also according to everybody. So that's the terrace to the Stiris by Hilka Sukkah. The Gemara of Tizgra, is that true? Eima Dishamma that the Rebbe Meir, when do we hear that Rebbe Meir says, it's not called the good Mechitza, it's possible for the sukkah, Tehema. Only an animal that doesn't have das. So you put him up, he could run away any second, that's not called a good mechitza. But Adam v'kelim, but a person that has das, if he makes up his mind he's going to stay there, he's not going to walk away, that is a good mechitza. Who are din kelim? If you put chairs there, they can't walk away by themselves, that is called a good mechitza. Mishamat lay. So there's vaita stira. The first brisa says, an Adam in kelim you can't do. The second brisa says you could do an Adam in kelim. So it's vaita stira in the sukkah. Are you allowed to make a wall for the sukkah on Shabbos or not? V'su, even more than that, Rabbi Meir Aliba Daman. Who is Rabbi Meir going according to? E Aliba the Rabbi Lezer, if he goes according to Rabbi Lezer, Lohoisif Nami Yosser. Even if you want to tell me it's not called a good mechitza, but I call upon him it's also to be Moisif. So putting an animal for the wall, it's not worse than being Moisif on the wall. That's also according to Rabbi Lezer. El Aliba the Rabbonon. El Amai, you want to tell me Rabbi Meir goes Aliba the Rabbonon, that you are allowed to be Moisif. E Modi Yami Rabbonon Lohoisif. Lechatchilu Miyomer. Rabbanon only said if you already have a wall there before, you could be moistif add on to it. But to make the wall metchila on Shabbos, anybody said you're allowed to. So have him in the riz, even if you're not being matir or anything, but our co-point of you making a mechitza metchila on Shabbos, then it should be also. And for the Gemara, Elo aliba the Rabbanon. You want to say your man's going to come to Rabbanon? Is this kasha? Eima the yami Rabbanon lohoistif mechila miyomer. So the Gemara, Elo ho v'ho Rabbanon. I'll tell you no. We're both going according to Rabbonin right now. We'll give a new terrace right now. It's Rashi about the Hovahor Rabbonin. While the Tony Nofo Doifin Layamidbo, there's both Dinim on Sukkah going according to Rabbonin. That what? You are allowed to be Moisif or Mechitza and Oil, but you can't make an Oil Metchila. Now, terrace is like this. Vekalim Akalim Lakasha. Ho Bedoifin Shlishis, Ho Bedoifin Revis. Depends which wall of the Sukkah fell in. If the third wall of the sukkah fell in, so the ma'aseh sukkah is possible with two walls. The sukkah needs at least three walls. So therefore, since this third wall is bimata the sukkah, that's called you are making an oil. Like Rashi says, two walls are not called an oil. Three walls is called an oil. So to build up the third wall on Shabbos, that's called you making an oil. Mitchil on Shabbos, that's awesome. Ma'aseh adayf and revius means you already have three walls standing. So the sukkah is kosher and it's considered you have an oil already. Adding up this fourth wall is only called like you're being moisif on an oil array. And it's mutter to be moisif. Therefore, the fourth wall is mutter. The third wall is also. So, more dekanami, right, for this is the diktoni, nofal doifno. Its wall fell down. So, Rash learns the mashma doifin shimuteris bo. Mashma, the third wall that it's mutter with. Or revius lay heavy tikkun sukkah. Mashaken the fourth wall is not called like doifin. That's not the tikkun sukkah. The tenan v'shein l'shalos tefanis tzula habegimuk shera. If you have three walls, though, the sukkah is kosher. So the kid to the bride that says you're not allowed to build up the wall is talking about the third wall falls down. So that's called making an oil arai metchila Shabbos. That's awesome. And that the bride that says it's mutter to build up the wall. That's talking about the fourth wall. The fourth wall is called an oil ara. It is called moisef al oil, which is mutter. So the Gemara of the Chorosh, Yeshma min, it's a good raya. So the Gemara, I call upon him, the kasher is, I call upon him, Elo Adam,